Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff. Hope you'll check it out. We change things every day. We add new stuff all the time. And every day, new articles, new archives, new things from the Brain Trust, new things going on across the small business spectrum. So check it out. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and also check out our blog. And we've got our poll question that we ask every week is different. We want to know what you think. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And if you're on Twitter, I'm there, at Jim Blasingame. And if you want to go to my fan page on Facebook, it's facebook.com/smallbusinessadvocate. Giovanni Cortolo is with us. Giovanni's a great friend of ours, one of your best friends, whether you know it or not, because he works very hard for you, ladies and gentlemen, to represent you at the table when policy decisions are being considered, when they're being discussed, debated, and passed into law, or maybe not passed. Giovanni is right there working hard for you. Giovanni, thank you for the great work that you do for us at the U.S. Chamber on behalf of small businesses. And the survey that you just got back from your audience that you polled is an excellent survey, but I'm afraid the news is not good. You pointed out that the attitudes of small business owners are deteriorating right now. Let's talk about some of the specifics. Why do you think there's so much uncertainty out there right now?
Well, you know, it's reflected in the economy. Small businesses wonder whether or not they're going to have customers come through the door. They don't know whether to spend money. They have regulations. They've had enough regulations coming down from Washington. They have enough litigation. They're just had enough over the last 2 years. They don't seem to look out over the horizon and see hope or any efforts being worked on their behalf. And they're really looking toward someone in Washington to stand up for their interests.
Which you guys do very well, but it's too big a job because there are not enough of you and there's too many of them, Giovanni. That's the problem you got. But Giovanni, let me ask you a question. When small businesses hear the National Labor Relations Board, which is basically like the EPA, an extension of the administration, a straw man for the administration, when the NLRB is fighting to prevent Boeing from building a brand new plant, adding brand new jobs in South Carolina, just because it's a right to work state, meaning unions aren't automatic. If when the administration through the NLRB is fighting Boeing to create new jobs in South Carolina, and that's in the news, do you think that makes small business owners, gives them pause and says, you know, are they really in favor of business?
Well, you know, it's funny because they look at that and they say, look, the actions are disconnected from the rhetoric.
Yeah.
And you hear a lot of rhetoric coming out of Washington and the administration saying, yeah, we need new jobs. We're for this. We're for small business. And then the actions you see are like you say, you know, they're fighting the creation of jobs for a constituency, for
right.
the unions.
Well, and don't you think that kind of attitude, feeling that sentiment coming out of Washington, don't you think that has something to do with the interest of a small business to hire more people?
Well, absolutely. It's reflected in their hiring. It's reflected in their economic uncertainty, and it's certainly reflected in the way they're going to do business.
And that came across in your survey, didn't it, specifically?
Absolutely, 100%. Uncertainty is abound, and it's based on the rhetoric, the disconnect between the rhetoric and the actions they see out of Washington. They've had enough of Washington. They want Washington's hands out of their pockets. They have more, we looked at some of the survey results, and they have more confidence in the way they run their business than the government's ability to run the economy.
Especially with regard to the debt and the national debt, that's concerning small business owners, according to your survey?
Well, that was interesting because this is one of the first times that the debt and deficit has risen to the top on any of these polls. If you look back over their number of years, the economy has always been on the minds, health care, high taxes, regulations. But recently, the debt and deficit has risen to the top in the ability, you know, as a top issue for small businesses, because it just shows the inability of Congress to control spending, whereas they have to control spending in their own
business. It's like we're watching something. I mean, it's like we're watching a train wreck. You know, we have to balance our budgets. We have to make sure we live within our means. And we're deleveraging like crazy. Small business owners are deleveraging like crazy, but yet the government seems to be going the other way, and that makes no sense to us, does it?
Well, small businesses don't have a choice, whereas government seems to be able to borrow 40 cents out of every dollar it spends, and there seems not to be any control over that.
You also found that small business owners are still upset and concerned about what the health care law is going to do to them.
Well, that was the number two issue. You know, they know this is an overhang as far as regulations. It does affect their hiring ability. They really see it as a negative for the most part, whereas the administration tried to sell this as this is good for small business, but small businesses aren't buying.
Mm-hmm.
They see this as a speed bump in their ability to hire, and certainly it fuels a lot of the uncertainty.
Right. Giovanni, we'll take a quick break. Thanks for hanging out with us. He's going to stay with us, folks. We got big doings in Washington, D.C. in a little more than a week. It's Small Business Week at the U.S. Chamber. We're going to celebrate you guys. We've got a lot of things going on. Giovanni's in the middle of this. He's driving force there at the U.S. Chamber for Small Business Week. When we come back, he's going to tell us what he's got cooked up for you during Small Business Week. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.